Walk into this funeral parlor and it may look like others you've seen, but soon you'll notice some differences that set it apart from probably any other place you've been. Story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Ed Martin Jr. oversees the oldest cemetery of its kind, the Hartsdale, New York Pet Cemetery. We had a nice visit about the pets and their owners and their tie to this place.
You don't have to bury your pet. You don't have to bury them anywhere. As a matter of fact, I estimate that there's probably about 50,000 pets that pass away in the metropolitan area. In a good year, we may bury 400.
What he means is the pets buried here probably had a very special place in these owners' hearts.
Someone can come up and look at that monument, and you don't think of the end. You remember them as puppies or whatever and the fun that you had with them. So I think that's why people come to pet cemeteries.
The process is very similar to a human burial.
The pets have to be buried in caskets. They don't have to buy them from us. We strongly encourage folks to come to the cemetery at the time of burial. 99% of them do. You see their pet with an open casket in the viewing room.
Owners will often spend a few minutes with their pet in the viewing room. Perhaps they will put a toy in the casket. Then the casket is closed and taken to the gravesite, which is often within a few dozen yards of the small cottage where the viewing takes place.
We take the pet down to the gravesite, which has been opened, and we ask them and encourage them to go to the gravesite, see that the pet is buried, and then Trevor or Foreman or somebody else will have something symbolic to offer them, like, do you want to put the first shovel full of dirt on the plot?
It's a beautiful place with large shade trees. Ed has plenty of interesting stories of this cemetery that dates to 1896. We'll catch some of those next time as we travel the countryside in Hartsdale, New York. I'm Andrew McCray.